Hello there. With me is Sam Duckett, who's the student union president.
Hi, Bear.
And Zach Atkinson, who's the founder of the protest here at Ravensbourne.
Hello.
So, gentlemen, please tell me, why are you here? Why are you here all night?
Basically, we are staging a working protest, which basically is we love our education, you know, we thrive on our education, and we're showing that by staying here all night, working, you know, and gathering pace on our beliefs.
Yeah, I think doing what we love, and I think it's not just for us, it's for, you know, the future to come, because this isn't going to actually, you know, it's not going to majorly affect us, it's going to affect, you know, talent to come, people who want to go to university and future to come, and it's something that we strongly believe
in. And you know, as students, we're all the same family. You know, we don't believe in education cuts as they're proposing to do. We all believe that, you know, education should be a given and not a commodity.
It's a quality for all. And education is something that should be for everybody, no matter where you come from, no matter what socioeconomic status that you come from. It should be something that is equal for everybody. And raising, you know, the tuition fees and cutting educational, you know, all this stuff that's being cut and all this stuff that's happening, it's just, you know, causing more problems for us than, and not just us, the future to come and the young talent that has so much to give.
Especially as we're in a creative environment, you know, we're one of the few only creative university sector colleges, and the cuts will affect us more as we're a band C, which we've been told the government are going to completely cut off funding for.
Which, in actual fact, takes a massive, if that was to happen, take a massive cut on all these different industries, fashion, broadcasting, architecture, design, all these massive industries that depend on these new talents, all these courses that bring these, you know, young professionals to this kind of industry and developing that kind of talent. It's kind of almost, I think, maybe destroying that creation of that talent, and, you know, giving that hope to young people who really deserve to do well and actually strive to do well and are proud
of what
they
do. This country. Yeah. And they are the future of this country.
How many are up on the fourth floor at the moment?
100 plus.
Yeah, I think the numbers are ever increasing. We were on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Well, yeah, after I started the Facebook group, it grew from the first moment.
Minute by minute.
Yeah, minute by minute. You know, we're live on Twitter. We've got the press involved. They're following us on Twitter. But because we're staging a working protest, we've got the whole college open, so fashion students are on their floor, on seventh floor, so they can use the machines. You've got architecture doing their own things, the library's open. So, you know, we're all doing our own thing, but we're all working on the same philosophy that we're against the cuts, you know.
I think it's important to say that we're all on the same page. We're all, you know, we're all fighting for the same thing. And I think that it's very clear to say that the government
needs to listen.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's exactly the point here that needs to be made clear, is that there's been lies that have been told. Do you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree, especially from the Liberal Democrat side. Because
the students that voted for these parties,
that's their biggest
completely
vote.
Completely lied to them.
And Nick Clegg and the rest of the Liberal Democrats, you know, they have relied on the student vote in past and now
even
they're in
more
a,
than ever.
Yeah,
even more than ever. For this, that they got the majority, you know, almost, you know, the majority vote that got them to where they are.
Yeah, and they
and
turn
it's
around
like a backstab. It's, you know, what they've been completely, you know, waiting for. They've got it and they've completely backfired on us.
Yeah.